Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1013, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we spoke about last time in reference to Chaviv, when we talk about, you know, the eating the fruit first, when the two fruits are the same bracha, right? Two fruits are the same bracha. And there's no min shiva over here. Again, we want to keep in mind, whenever we say min shiva, we're talking about the fruits from the pasuk, which are on a higher level, which would come first, min shiva, from the shivas aminim. But over here, there's no min shiva. So the question is, chaviv, do we say do we take chaviv, meaning the one which is more, the person likes better? And the question is, do I make the bracha on the fruit that I like better now or the fruit that I like always? So we saw also machlokes. In general, we take the fruit that I like better all the time. So it's just interesting to note what we spoke about last time from Ois Hay and the Ois Re'alachas. And our simon, again, our simon is Reish Yud Aleph. Those who want to look in or look it up, simon Reish Yud Aleph. Beautiful, beautiful simon. So the Sefer Ois Re'alachas brings down from the Taz that v'yesh oimim divarech metchilas. In other words, so we have machlokes. Which one do I take? So do I take the one that I like all the time better, the fruit, that fruit, make the bracha on that, and have in mind the second fruit, right? I have an apple and a plum. Again, I have an orange. Our famous case was the orange and the plum, right? I'm an orange guy. I like to eat oranges. So do I take, and I always like oranges, but just punk today, I like the plum. So should I take first the orange today because that's what I always like? Or should I take the plum because that's what I'm in the mood for right now? That's what I like better right now. So that, which one do I make the bracha on and have in mind the other one? So the answer was, most places can do say, most Rishonim did break down, the Rush and others, that you take the one that you usually like more, even though you're in the mood for the other one right now. V'yesh emim divarech, he brings down the Sefer Ezra Allah, it's divarech metchila al hachaviv tamid. Like we said, b'shem the taz, that one should make a bracha on the one that they always like better, even though they're in the mood for the other one right now. V'yochel mimenu kitzas, eat a little bit from that one. V'achel kach yochel hamin shechaviv le'achshav, just eat a little bit from the first one, and then after that, you could start eating from the regular fruit that you want to eat now. Of course, and you made the bracha on the one that you always like, which would be, let's say, in our case, the orange. Our famous case is the orange, right? So that's how he says, again, to make the bracha on the orange, because that's what I always like, and eat a little bit from it, like this Yimakayim Yoyos, according to most Rishonim. And then after that, you continue eating from the other one. And by the way, the one that the Rishon who holds that you eat from what you want now is the Rambam. And it's brought down, he's brought down in the Mechaber. The Mechaber brings him down. We don't paskin like it in this case, but it's, you're talking about the Rambam. So it's not so simple to push it aside. You have to be careful. V'acha gemar achilasa yachzar lechol hamin harishan. So after you finish eating the plum, which you want to eat now, right? In other words, you made the bracha on the orange because that's what I always like, right? In our case, again, I have an orange, I have a plum. I made a bracha on the orange. That's what I always like. But now I'm in the mood of the plum. Make the bracha, eat on the orange. Have in mind the plum, right? Eat a little drop from the orange. And the vachakach yoichal hamin chaviv loy achshav. And then finish, go ahead and eat up your plum. Eat the plum because that's what I want to eat now. I want to eat first. After you finish the plum, yachzar lechal hamin harish, and then go back and eat your orange. Vinin chaviv shayach gam b'chele kapri. It's also shayach in a part of a fruit, right? She'im chaviv loy oisai chelek tzarech levarech alav. So the same thing would apply if it's only a part of the fruit. Let's say possibly certain fruits have you know, a different part of them might taste a little bit better or whatever the case might be. Maybe the middle of the fruit. I mean, it's just hard to think of an example. Okay, by the way, you find that by bread also, he brings down on the bottom. We never really went through those halachas, but you do find it by bread. When somebody makes a mitzvah, the mitzvah bapas in Simin Kuf Samach Zayin, the void say, bapas, makim shenefa heitav, you're supposed to eat from the bread, right? The part that's baked well. The part that's good, the bread that's baked well. If he's a huadim, bashar peiris, the same thing would apply by fruits. That's also, so even in the fruit itself, you want to take the part that the good part, possibly the middle of the fruit that sometimes might be juicier or whatever the case might be. So that's an interesting thing to keep in mind also. Again, we're dealing with case in time. I just want to make it clear that it's all one bracha. Doesn't have to be one type of fruit, but they're all on the same level. In other words, they're not from the Shivas Aminim. They're not min Shiva, right? They're all the same bracha. It's all ho'eitz. So our case was orange and plum. It could be an apple and an apple and a pear. It could be anything. But these halachas are the guidelines in reference to how to work it. Many people eat fruits throughout the day. Many people eat fruits together, right? Somebody, Taka, asked a while back also, they sit down to eat a whole bunch of fruits at one time. Interesting thing, I just wanted to mention, B'shem the Aruch HaSholchan, we happen to see, I don't remember if I mentioned it or not in the past, but the Aruch HaSholchan says, if somebody sits down every day, you know, there's a concept of ragol bakach, the usual way that I eat. And even if somebody doesn't have in mind, usually it's going to help them to eat the other items without, you know, in other words, the bracha will continue on to other items, even though they didn't have it in mind and it was not in front of them. So, for example, the Aruch HaSholchan actually says, that if somebody sits down to eat every day, I sit down to eat three fruits. I sit down to eat an apple, a plum, an orange. Not always the same fruit. In general, I eat these fruits, right? Today I might eat a plum. Tomorrow I might eat an orange. But I have my drawer full of fruits, right? I have apples, oranges, pears, plums, and whatever. Every day I sit down, I eat like three fruits, you know, whatever. But I do this every day, and it's all from that same drawer, and it's all whatever, the same basically type of fruits. It's not like these fruits, you know, that you might need a shachiyanu or fruits that we don't have, the general basic fruits, right? Oranges, pears, plums, apples, whatever, they're all in the drawer. So, but if I do it every day, so the Aruch HaSholchan says, even if you forgot to have in mind the other fruits, the Bar Priya Eitz would continue on, even though it's not in front of you, and even though you did not have it in mind, since it's ragul bakach, the Lashon, as we've spoken about this in the past, but the Aruch Shulchan says pushes it even a little bit further, I think, that which is very important to keep in mind that we could all use, and that is ragul bakach will go on a few fruits, right? Every day I eat my three fruits. I eat my pear, plum, orange, or it could be my apple, pear, plum, or whatever, but I eat the three fruits, so even though I make a bracha on the one fruit and I forgot to have in mind the other ones, and it might not be the exact same fruit every single day, but it's these general bunch of fruits, right, so that the bracha would still continue on because this is what I do. Every day, 2 o'clock, I sit down, and I'm just giving an example of the time. So the same thing would apply today, even though I did not have it in mind, says Aruch HaSholchan. So that would help somebody Taka ask that, a very, very important question, which applies. So Lamaisa, that according to Aruch HaSholchan, that would help in a case in time like that. Okay, we'll stop here. Continue next time. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch HaKol Tov.